The Mercurian rose on a position of strategic relevance on the border in between the Byzantine domain and the Longobard's one. The precarious political and administrative situation made the whole lower part of the Lao Valley to be a nobody's land, a neutral territory that swung between the ownership of the Salerno Principality and the Byzantine southern Italy provinces. As it stayed peaceful for a long time, it quickly became a relevant ascetic and monastic installation. The monks that lived into this monastic eparchy didn't just carry out their usual religious tasks. They also got zealously into farming, transcribing codes, and unraveling theological arguments. In a short amount of time, the Mercurian became a renowned ascetic and cultural improvement center, attended by great personalities such as Saint Nilo from Rossano and his teacher Saint Fantino, Saint Teodoro Studita, and Saint Saba from Collesano. Hence, thanks to its geographic location, the Mercurian turned out to be the best place for monks to live in, according to their needs. That was because of it having hard to climb peaks, woods rich of timber and herbs, used both to cook and to make medicines, and a lot of water streams, very different from one another. Working in the fields was deemed to be the best kind of job to get closer to God. In fact, it was the monks themselves that tilled and nurtured the soil. Soon enough, the Cenobio became an autonomous community, hierarchically organized and economically independent, that had mills and salines capable of drawing in civilian labor. As time went by, monasteries and their inhabitants gained tax privileges and an ever-growing assets thanks to all the donations that they received.